Welcome to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues, a weekly program discussing issues of concern to the family and those who hold traditional family values in Pennsylvania and our nation. Archives of these programs can be heard at www.afafpa.org. And now, your host, Diane Gramley, State Director of American Family Association of Pennsylvania.
Homosexual and transgender activists are livid as some of their quote-unquote civil rights advances they saw under the Obama administration are being rolled back under the Trump administration. They say they're on the right side of history in their attempts to redefine normalcy, forgetting that they are actually trying to rewrite history to advance their misguided cause. One group that has consistently fought to expose what the homosexual lifestyle really is all about and how it has negatively impacted American society is Americans for Truth About Homosexuality, or AFTA. It's based in the Chicago area. My guest today is its president, Peter LaBarbera. Thanks, Peter, for being with us.
Thank you, Diane, and thanks for coming to our banquet.
Oh, yeah, I'm excited. That'll be coming up here Friday the... I can't remember the dates, but this coming Friday. Friday and Saturday, and I'm looking forward to it. Now, give us a little bit of background on AFTA, how that got started and all that kind of stuff. And what's your mission is pretty self-explanatory in the title. How did you get started with this?
Well, actually, I got started a long time ago when Beverly LaHaye over at Concerned Women for America, a great American, asked me to write a story about the gay agenda. And I was a reporter by background, so I went to gay sources, the gay bookstore in Washington, D.C., and started researching it and saw, my goodness, there was a huge underground movement. At that time, it was more underground, but actually it was basically coming into the media, of course, at that point. This was the early 90s, and you can imagine how much further and more aggressive it is today. But I started writing about it, and I just saw this is an issue that has very little people fighting directly on the other side. There's a lot of people who do this and that, and you know how it is, Diane. We've griped about it for years. You know, people do piecemeal opposition, but very few people like us actually resist this LGBTQ movement, and they added Q, which stands for queer, by the way.
Right.
They added that. Very few people fight it directly and just honestly, and I've always appreciated you for doing that. You've never been afraid to do that, but so many people, even good people, are afraid. And that's why I thought there always will be a need for Americans for Truth.
Oh, absolutely. And too many people are afraid of the media and how the media will portray them. We cannot be worried about that. I mean, because this, as you said, in the early 90s was still pretty much under the radar screen, and the average American did not know anything about this whole underground movement, this whole community, shall we say, that was intent on redefining who America is. And it's always been
redefining everything.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, marriage, family.
What they've redefined. They redefine love. They redefine hate. They redefine marriage. They redefine family. Now they're redefining gender and sex. They're saying kids aren't born boy or girl. They're assigned a gender at birth. How evil is that? And it all comes from this idea that because of people's feelings or besetting circumstances, and that's usually what it is, they have different rules for them than the rest of society. And we know that before God, that's not true. We're all responsible for our sexual behavior. Sex belongs in marriage, and that's to create families. Mm-hmm. That's how God designed
it.
Two men are not supposed to have sex. Two women. Men can't become women. All of these perversions have flown out of the LGBTQ movement.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's more aggressive and dangerous now than ever because now, of course, it's really affecting children.
It's
trying to redefine their gender. And, of course, the homosexuality thing is all over the schools.
Yeah, I just read something recently where it's discriminatory to basically say that only women can be pregnant because there can now be pregnant men. I mean, that's how far we've gone or how far they've gone and how far they're pushing this whole thing.
Yeah, and the difference is we sort of laugh at that and say how ridiculous it is.
Oh, yeah.
But the media takes it seriously. And so it's really a media movement because we wouldn't be talking about quote-unquote pregnant men.
True.
Or just really women who are trying to become men, of course.
Right.
And they can't.
Yeah.
It's not in their DNA. But, you know, we wouldn't be talking about pregnant men if it wasn't for the media. You see these media articles. You know, the media are the ones who are saying, oh, Diane Gramley and Peter LaBarbera, they're members of hate groups.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's because a leftist organization, a wacky left organization called the Southern Poverty Law Center, decided to label us as hate groups.
Yeah,
and so the media says, oh, okay, and then they report that as fact.
Oh,
and so You know, this is how this whole debate works. It's undergirded by this mendacious media, which is now part of the movement. And that's why, I mean, I'm sort of rededicating myself to AFTA. I was writing for LifeSite News, doing a lot of work there, but I'm going to focus more on Americans for Truth again, because I just think we need people who directly take on this movement.
Absolutely. The need is there. We definitely need an organization like Americans for Truth, because that's your issue. That's the issue that you concentrate on, the issue of homosexuality and transgenderism. As you see them making headway, even now, under the Trump administration, they're still making headway because they're filing lawsuits and challenging any executive order that he may put out there, like with the transgenders in the military. I mean, they've filed lawsuits trying to stop that ban, and they are taking steps through the courts. They're always using the courts to further their agenda if they don't find liberal legislators who will help them in their cause. So
oh,
I'm glad that you've written fantastic articles for LifeSite News, and I always scroll down through the, you know, I get the email every afternoon, late afternoon. I always scroll down looking for articles by Peter LaBarbera. So those are the ones I concentrate on, those.
Well, you're so nice, but they have great writers.
Oh, they do,
LifeSite
yeah.
News is a fabulous website, one of the top pro-family websites in the world, and
absolutely.
I'm still going to be blogging for them.
Good.
I'm going to dedicate myself full-time again to Americans for Truth, because you're absolutely right, Diane, and we know that even in the Christian world now, we see the sellouts. You know, the sellouts are coming, and you're having people, serious people, talk about gay Christianity, gay theology.
Yeah.
You know, I do think, as we've talked about many times, the sexual sin substitution test, put another sexual sin in place of homosexuality or gay and see if it makes sense. And it usually doesn't.
No,
you
that's
know,
for sure.
We're not
that's
talking
sure.
about Adultery Pride Month, and yet Comcast is now, did you know that Comcast is playing the LGBT Pride Month, Gay History Month doing commercials for it?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that's
this month.
October. That's this month.
Okay. Yes, and of course, we know how reliable gay history is.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, because gay, according to the gay historians, Abraham Lincoln was gay, Jesus was gay, and David and Jonathan, oh, yeah, according to the gay historians, for sure. So you're restarting, not that you fully stopped AFTA, but you're restarting it, getting it a jump start, and one of the ways you're doing that is you're actually inviting an ex-gay. I didn't think those existed. According to the media, they don't exist. Who is this ex-gay guy?
Yeah,
who's going to be your main speaker?
Yeah, the conference is October 20th and 21st, this coming weekend. The details are at americansfortruth.org. That's all written out, F-O-R. AmericansForTruth.org, and our main speaker is Stephen Black, who is a wonderful Christian ex-gay man. He once thought he was gay. He had been molested in his life. He had some bad circumstances, but he is now married, and he is helping other men get out of that lifestyle. And that's the coming out that the media doesn't love to tell about. The media love it when somebody decides to tell the world that they're gay.
Yeah.
That's the media's favorite thing, especially if it's a conservative, for goodness sake. Then it's a twofer. When somebody like Guy Benson declares that he's gay, then it's, oh my goodness, it's a huge story, because you can be gay and conservative and blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
But when somebody comes out of the homosexual lifestyle, strangely, there's no media interest in that. And so you would think, with all the focus on gay in our culture, that a person like Stephen Black would be a huge story.
Yeah.
Here's a guy who said he was gay, like Anne Hesh, Anne Hesh, the former girlfriend to Ellen DeGeneres.
Yeah.
She does not claim to be ex-gay, I don't think, because I don't know if she's if religion is a big part of her decision or whatever, but she left the homosexual lifestyle, and she's married and has children. She's married to a man.
Yeah.
You know, the media don't like those kind of stories.
No, and even Michael Glass, he was the editor for Young Gay America, for that magazine, I think it was. I mean, he left the homosexual lifestyle, too, and they don't talk about that, even though he was a high-profile, quote-unquote, gay individual, gay man at the time of his awakening, something like that.
So we like to give voice to people, and you've graciously agreed to speak. We're going to have a Q&A panel, and you're going to be on it, and Lori Higgins is going to be on it. She's a wonderful analyst and writer at the Illinois Family Institute.
Just had her on a couple weeks ago,
And Denise Schick from Help for Families.
Yes,
her father announced that he wanted to be a woman when she was a girl, and she's going to offer counsel and advice on the transgender issue. And this is all happening this weekend, and I'm very excited about it.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, and it's not actually going to be downtown Chicago, which is a big plus. I don't want to have to deal with Chicago.
I try to avoid Chicago as much as I can. It's so expensive, and it's very hard to get around.
Well, that's what I meant. I was talking about the traffic and stuff. Yeah, I don't like Chicago. It's going to be in Naperville. Again, it's this Friday. the 20th and 21st, the banquet will be Friday, and the teach-in seminar is going to be on the Saturday, the 21st, from 9 to 3. And yeah, I'm looking forward to it. And it's good. It's an excellent way to jumpstart AFTA. The fact that Stephen's coming to, and there is a video on your website, AmericansForTruth.com, Stephen telling his story. I watched that. It's about six and a half minutes long, I think. But it tells about his molestation a couple times and the estrangement that he had with his, between him and his dad. It really tells the story of many, especially men who identify as homosexual, because a lot of times they're the same situations where they've been sexually molested as young boys, and many times there's a strained relationship with their father. So they
you hear these stories over and over again, and you know, including the predation, you know, the predatory behavior. The fact is that there's a lot of sexual interaction between adult males and pubescent boys. We're talking teenage boys, or you know, younger, but a lot of, you know, this happens again and again and again, but we're not supposed to talk about it because half the country still believes that people are born gay, supposedly, right?
They've been very, very effective in their propaganda with teaching, trying to, successfully convince people that homosexuals are born that way.
It's a convenient argument, Diane. We all know the easiest way to cop out of the gay argument, the homosexual argument, is to say, I think they're born that way, they can't do anything about it. You just sort of say that the person has no responsibility, and this is one of the great victories of the homosexual lobby.
Yeah.
And now the transgender lobby, all they're doing is piggybacking on the same tactics that the gay lobby used, and they're saying, okay, well, now, I'm born trans, or I was not meant to be in this gender, and so they want people to meet them and say, oh, I don't understand how you could want this. This must be who you are. Mm-hmm. Those three words, who you are.
Who you are,
The essence of homosexuality is, or proud homosexuality is, it's who you aren't. God never meant people to be sexually deviant. That's not part of God's plan for men to have sexual relations with other men. That's a perversion. That's an abomination in Scripture, which means detestable in the Old Testament.
Exactly, and the Scripture is very clear about that. And it's interesting also that, you know, we were talking about Stephen and other ex-gays, where the media and liberals in general ignore the fact that there are ex-gays. But Scripture also talks about ex-gays. In 1 Corinthians, I believe it's chapter 6 or chapter 9, it talks about...
6, I think.
Okay, 6, maybe it's verse 9, but goes down through a list of sins, and one of those is homosexuality. And then it goes on to say, and such were some of you. So to me, that points to the fact that there were ex-gays in the early Christian church. So it's not a new phenomenon, it's just
the only new phenomenon is gay.
Yeah, it's, true.
Attaching a positive, proud identity to sexually immoral behavior.
Yeah.
That's the revolution. That's the gay revolution right there.
It absolutely
and
is.
And in essence. And then the way they spread it was by just telling everybody. And they know that personal relationships are powerful. And if somebody comes up and says, Diane, I had to unburden myself. I'm gay. I've struggled with this for 20 years. They know that the average person is really not willing to confront that. Right. Very rare is the person these days who will say, look, I love you enough to tell you the truth, which is I'll always love you, but I cannot accept this false identity, this immoral identity. Very few people have the guts or the foundation biblically anymore, or morally, to say that to a person who's a sexual struggler.
Right, exactly. I think a lot of that to blame lies at the feet of the church, because they've not been willing to address the issue themselves. If you look at all the denominations that have fallen by the wayside, and they become, quote-unquote, welcoming churches. Again, that is a word.
Welcoming to sin.
Yeah, exactly.
You gotta call them welcoming to sin churches.
That's an excellent way, they forget, they leave the latter part off there to say, we're a welcoming congregation.
Welcoming.
But,
That's another part of this movement which is so aggravating. They choose these words, equality, welcoming, inclusion. They're not inclusive.
No.
For goodness sake, they're suing Jack Phillips, the poor baker in Colorado. All he doesn't want to do is make a cake that celebrates immoral so-called marriages, same-sex so-called marriage.
Yeah.
They're not tolerant. They're not diverse. They're not inclusive. They're the opposite of everything that they say. And so a church, once again, generally with the left, whatever the left says, the opposite is what they're doing. So when a church is welcoming, that's the opposite of the gospel. Jesus didn't say, go and keep on sinning.
No.
He told the adulteress, go and sin no more.
Yeah. That's for sure.
He wasn't welcoming towards her sin. He was forgiving of her, and he hated the religious Pharisaism, you know, that people, all they want to do is judge. That's not, Jesus is about forgiveness and mercy.
Mm-hmm.
He was not pro-sin or even sin-tolerant.
No, absolutely not. I mean, he was very clear on that. But they tend to ignore that, and they just say, well, Jesus, you know, Jesus would accept them as they are, but he definitely did not accept, like you said, did not accept the woman caught in adultery as she was. She was definitely told to go and sin no more. So, you know, that's, again, how they are so very, very good at, and again, I think it's because those who claim the name of Christ, those Americans are too many times biblically illiterate. And they just don't know what Scripture actually says. So let's talk about your banquet a little bit more. It's going to be this Friday and Saturday, beginning at 6 o'clock. That's Central Time, of course. There will be the banquet.
It's at Grace for Life Bible Church in Naperville. Grace for Life Bible.
Okay.
And Friday is a casual dinner. It's not like a real banquet. It's kind of a casual dinner.
Right.
Portillo's, which is a favorite in Chicago. We're serving Portillo's. And then we're going to...
I won't ask you what those are. Go ahead. I'll find out Friday.
Okay. You're going to find out, but you'll love it.
Okay.
That's Friday, and Stephen will give his overview presentation,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to present Stephen with an award, which he richly deserves.
Oh, absolutely.
And then Saturday is three more PowerPoint presentations by Stephen Black,
mm-hmm.
who, by the way, is just an amazing guy. He is the gay story in a microcosm. He was molested, he had a troubled relationships, but he found forgiveness through Christ,
mm-hmm.
and now he is a powerful Christian. He loves homosexuals. He loves the truth. He loves God's word. I'm just so happy to have him here, and I'm happy that and proud that he's my friend.
Yeah.
And then the last thing you're participating in, which is a Q&A panel, question and answers. We're going to have Diane Gramley, the great American Family Association of Pennsylvania spokesperson and leader.
Yeah.
Laura,
you told me, now, just to remind you, told me I didn't have to prepare for this. Don't have the journey home for this.
No, you're off the cuff, and you're
just
sharing what you've learned, Diane, because you are an effective leader. Then we have Lori Higgins, who's a writer for Illinois Family Institute, whose writings are just unbelievably good.
Yeah.
And then we have Denise Schick from Help for Families Ministries,
mm-hmm.
sharing about the transgender issue, and myself. And Stephen, of course. So really, the last panel is going to be exciting, and hopefully some of us will be able to shut up to let others speak, because we only have an hour, and the whole thing will be recorded, and you can get a video of it through Americans for Truth.
Oh,
but
okay.
I would just encourage, if you know anybody who would need this, this is the ideal banquet. If you know somebody, have a loved one, a friend, who's in the homosexual lifestyle, or that was gender confused, as I call transgenderism,
mm-hmm.
if you know somebody in that, especially a young person, send them to this conference. It's only $25, and if you don't have the money, come anyway.
Yeah.
Children, anybody under 18 is free, because we need students.
Yeah.
If you're a college student, don't worry about money. Come to this banquet.
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, Denise definitely has a unique story to tell when it comes to the transgender issue, because of her dad announcing he was a woman and all that, the repercussions that it had, not only Denise, but the entire family. So she definitely went, Stephen with being ex-gay, and like you said, Laurie's a fantastic writer, and you're a fantastic writer, and I'll just come along for the ride. So, but I am looking forward to it. Again, that's this Friday and Saturday, October 20th and 21st, beginning at 6 Central. And actually, it's west of
on
Chicago.
On Friday, and then 9 o'clock on Saturday, and all the details are at Americans for Truth. That's all written out, AmericansForTruth.org. Just click the picture of Stephen Black at the top, and it'll take you to the info page.
Okay, fantastic. And that's $25 for both events, both days, so that's a fantastic price.
Yeah, if you can go to both days for $25, which is way below what ministry. Now, we're going to have an offering, of course, because we need money.
Right.
But it's all about helping people deal with this issue, which so many want to cop out of, including Christians. And shame on the Christians for going the way of the world on this. Come on. We got to be Christians. We're supposed to be persecuted. We got to stand up for Jesus and support people like Stephen Black, support his ministry, Restored Hope Network, which is the umbrella group of ex-gay ministries. He's chairman of the board of that.
Wow.
I mean, this guy is a treasure. He should be on every major media in the world, but he hardly gets invited on secular media because you know why. The media is not part of the media narrative that being homosexual is not part of a person's identity. It is not who you are.
Yeah, and that is definitely what they don't want to hear, because they want to say, I was born this way, and for the transgenders, they were assigned the wrong gender at birth. But anyway, I encourage folks, if you're in the Chicago area, please, please go to the banquet. There'll be tons of useful information, and you say the videos will be available on your website.
The video, we're going to have a video available, and a full video of the entire conference will be available for a very cheap price, probably $20,
okay.
something like that.
Okay.
So we'll make it available. Yeah.
Okay, great. And AmericansForTruth.com?
.org or .com, either
okay.
way.
Okay, all spelled out.
Yes.
Okay, fantastic. Hey, Peter, see you in a few days, and you take care.
See you soon, Diane.
Okay.
God bless.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
You have been listening to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues. If you would like to get involved in the efforts to defend traditional values in Pennsylvania, please contact the AFAFPA by writing to Post Office Box 1048, Franklin, Pennsylvania, 16323, or by visiting their website at www.afafpa.org.